KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
In high school sports last night, a boys high school baseball play, Atlantic, with a 15-5 win over Logan Magnolia. Non-conference play, Logan Steffens helped the offense out with a grand slam last night for the Trojans. Also, Carroll beat Denison 5-3 in 8 innings. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Griswold over AHST 8-4. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 14-2. Trainer over Tri-Center 7-0. IKM Manning an 8-inning win 8-6 over Audubon. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam over Adair Casey 10-0. It was Exira EHK beating Arweva 5-0. Glenn Ralston topping Booyer Valley 11-0. And Coon Rapids Bayard a 19-0 winner over Woodbine. Also, it was Lennox beating I-35 14-3. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Panorama 7-6. In girls softball action last night, Shenandoah topping Essex 14-2. Bishop Heelan Catholic downing Harlan 11-4. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHST over Griswold 5-3. Tri-Center edging Trainer 12-11. Audubon got by IKM Manning 6-5, and Underwood beat Missouri Valley 7-5. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK over Arweva 6-0. Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 4-3. Charter Oak Ute over West Harrison 10-0. Glenn Ralston beat Booyer Valley 13-0. Also, Nottoway Valley over Stanton 13-3, and I-35 a winner over Lennox by a score of 12-2. In Major League Baseball, Hirooki Kuroda snapped an 11-start road winless streak, and Jacoby Ellsbury helped build an early lead with 3 hits and 3 RBIs in his first 3 at-bats in the New York Yankees' 7-4 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. John Ryan Murphy added 2 RBIs for the Yankees, who took 2 of 3 without an appearance from Mark Teixeira, who's nursing a sore wrist, and they wrapped up a 5-4 trip. Catcher Brian McCann made his first career start at first base in the finale. Shelby Miller allowed a career-worst 7 runs and 9 hits in 5 innings for St. Louis. Colton Wong had a career-best 4 hits and an RBI. Matt Carpenter doubled twice with an RBI, and Yadier Molina had 2 hits and 2 walks, but the Cardinals did strand 13 runners. A couple of other interleague games yesterday saw Boston beat Atlanta 4-0. It was Milwaukee over Baltimore by a score of 8-3. In the American League, Chris Carter hit 2 home runs. George Springer set a rookie club record for homers in a month, and the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 9-3 last night. That's their 5th straight win. The Astros, who have the worst record in the American League, won 3 times in Kansas City for their first sweep of the season. Houston's winning streak is its longest since a 6-game string that ended last June 3rd. The Royals have now lost 4 in a row. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 3-2, the White Sox over Cleveland 3-2, Texas downs Minnesota 1-0, Oakland over Detroit 3-1, Seattle a 3-1 winner over the LA Angels. In the National League, the Mets beat the Pirates 5-0, San Francisco downing Chicago 5-0, Philadelphia beat Colorado 6-3, Miami over Washington in 10 innings 8-5, Arizona topping San Diego 12-6, and Cincinnati beat the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 3-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Oklahoma City 2-0. Memphis downed Iowa 1-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Memphis had a 2-1 lead over Iowa in the 6th inning when that second game of the double dip was suspended. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, the Indiana Pacers have sent the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals back to Miami after pulling out a victory in Game 5. Paul George scored 31 of his 37 points in the second half as the Pacers held off the Heat 93-90. George hit 5 3-pointers, finished with 6 steals and 6 rebounds. He also accounted for 21 of Indiana's 29 fourth-quarter points. The Pacers saw an 11-point fourth-quarter lead trimmed to 91-90 with 16 seconds left. David West went 2-for-4 from the line in the closing seconds and grabbed the rebound of his second miss to ice the victory. Dwayne Wade had 18 points for the Heat last night, who host Game 6 on Friday. The Chicago Blackhawks' bid for a second straight Stanley Cup is still alive after they outlasted the LA Kings in double overtime. Michael Hanzus scored at 2:04 of the second overtime to lift the Hawks past the Kings 5-4. Hanzus lifted a backhander for just his second postseason goal, allowing Chicago to force a Game 6 in the Western Conference Finals. The Blackhawks raced out to a 3-1 lead on goals by Brent Seabrook, Johnny Oduya, and Brandon Saad 11:06 into the game. But Los Angeles found itself ahead 4-3 after Dustin Brown and Tanner Pearson tallied 2 minutes apart midway through the second period. Saad and Oduya set up Ben Smith's game-tying goal early in the third while the Hawks outshot the Kings 16-8 in the third period. Saad finished with a goal and 2 assists while Patrick Kane set up 4 goals last night. Jonathan Quick stopped 40 shots for the Kings, who will host Game 6 in Los Angeles on Friday night. Iowa says wide receiver Blake Haluska will miss his senior season and that receiver A.J. Jones and running back Barkley Hill have left the program. Haluska, a Carroll native, is out for next season with a shoulder injury. He joined the Hawkeyes as a walk-on in 2010 and played in 3 games last year without making a catch. Jones is from Dallas. He redshirted as a freshman last season. Hill grew up in Denver, Iowa. He missed the 2012 season with a knee injury and then didn't play as a redshirt freshman in 2013. The Big 12 Conference is subbing out part of its football tiebreaker process. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said yesterday that the new college football playoff poll will replace the old BCS standings as a potential tiebreaker if 3 or more teams have the same conference record. The first potential tiebreakers remain the records of the tied teams compared against each other and then against the next highest placed teams in the conference. If those don't settle things, then the highest ranked team in the first college football playoff poll after Big 12 regular season play would represent the league as a champion. The only exception is if the two highest ranked tied teams are within 1 spot of each other in the playoff poll, then the head-to-head result of those teams would break the tie. Documents show the University of Northern Iowa has fired an assistant football coach after learning that he sold complimentary tickets. The Des Moines Register obtained documents from UNI through Iowa's open records law that show the university became aware in October of 2012 that a coach had sold tickets to prospective players' relatives and kept the money. UNI fired the coach, whose name wasn't released. A report filed by UNI with the NCAA in July of 2013 stated that the school would respond to the matter by not giving complimentary tickets to high school or two-year college coaches for the first 2 games of the 2013 and 2014 seasons. The school also won't host a UNI football camp in summer of 2014. The NCAA agreed with those penalties that UNI had imposed upon itself. And Tiger Woods will miss a second straight major next month. The former number one golfer has withdrawn from the U.S. Open as he recovers from back surgery that's kept him out of golf for nearly 3 months. Woods says on his website Wednesday that he is physically unable to play golf at a high level. The announcement was not a surprise. Woods said a week ago that he still has not taken a full swing with a golf club. Woods last played at a tournament at Doral on March 9th. The U.S. Open will be the 6th major that Woods has missed in his career due to injuries. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.